USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The happiest place on earth will become a COVID-19 vaccine super distribution site. In a statement Monday night, county supervisor said Disneyland in California will be one of five large points of dispersing sites that collectively would be able to vaccinate thousands of residents each day. After being shut down Sunday night by Amazon Web Services, Parler hit back Monday, filing a lawsuit accusing the tech giant of violating antitrust laws by cutting off the conservative-friendly social media site's presence on the web. In a complaint filed in federal court in Washington State, Parler said Amazon's decision was motivated by political animus and designed to reduce competition to the benefit of Twitter. The Department of Homeland Security is putting increased inauguration security measures into play earlier than scheduled. Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf said Monday that he's moved up the timing of the National Special Security event to Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
After last weekend's NFL Wild Card Weekend games, the divisional round is set for this weekend. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Wild Card round of the NFL playoffs wrapped up Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 21-9 to move on, and the Cleveland Browns won their first playoff game since 1994, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. The divisional round is now set for next weekend. On Saturday, the top seed in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, will host the L.A. Rams, then the Baltimore Ravens will hit the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs. Tom Brady faces off with Drew Brees as the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 55th Super Bowl will be played Sunday, February 7th. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick announced that he will not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Trump, citing last week's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Alabama Crimson Tide won the national championship game Monday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Alabama Crimson Tide have claimed their 18th national championship, routing Ohio State in the college football playoff championship game 52-24. With the win, Alabama head coach Nick Saban now has 7 national championships to his credit, passing Bear Bryant for the most all-time. Alabama quarterback Mac Jones threw for 464 yards and 5 touchdowns. Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith scored 3 touchdowns, finishing the night with 12 catches and 215 yards. Running back Najee Harris added 79 yards and 2 more scores on the ground. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Alabama quarterback Mac Jones after the game.
Players, obviously, and the fans for sticking with us all year. We set this as a goal to potentially be the greatest team to ever play, and I think we made a valid statement in winning the national championship tonight, and who would have thought we would have won every game, all SEC schedule, with everything going on, and then to finish off the last couple games the way we did. I'm just so proud of my teammates and the coaches and everyone that supported us.
Foldable phones might have some competition as the hottest thing in mobile right now. LG kicked off Consumer Electronics Show 2021 in Las Vegas on Monday by introducing a rollable smartphone. TCL is teasing its own rollable phone. The tech company released a new video of its 6.7-inch phone that can expand to a 7.8-inch tablet with a simple tap of a finger. CES 2021 is not open to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.